Today's daf is Erechin Daf Tes Zayin, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the Gemara, again, is in the middle of a digression in discussing the halachas of Lashon Hara. So if you want to know where the halachas of Lashon Hara are in Shas, the first place to look are Mesechtes Erechin Daf Tes Vav and Mesechtes Erechin Daf Tes Zayin. Now, why are we talking about Lashon Hara? We're learning Mesechtes Erechin. The reason is because the first Mishnah of the third parak of Mesechtes Erechin mentioned that the concept of Erechin involves a Kula and a Chumra. The idea that if somebody takes upon himself the Erech of Pliny, that he's going to give that to Hekdesh, regardless of how much the person is really worth, dependent more on the person's age and gender, that will decide how much money he has to pay. That in and of itself involves Kula and Chumra. The Mishnah then went and discussed other areas in Halacha, different places where the Torah mentions a fixed dollar amount that involves Kula and Chumra. Steyachuza, Shair Hamu, Chehemes Esoeved, Oynes Mefata, and Moitzi Shemra. Now, Oynes and Mefata pay 50 shekel. A Moitzi Shemra pays 100 shekel. And the Mishnah made an observation. It comes out that the Moitzi Shemra's knas is more chamer than the knas of the Oynes and the Mefata. Says the Mishnah, you see from here, Nimtzo ha'omer befiv chamer min ha'oysa ma'isa. That if somebody does an aveira with his mouth, the Moitzi Shemra, it's more chamer than if somebody does an aveira with a ma'isa, such as the ma'anes and the Mefata. And then the Mishnah digressed from its digression and said that you find the same concept, the chumra of doing a chet with the lash, a chumra in Lashon Hara by the Meraglim, because for all the Averis that the Yidden did in the Midbar, by the time they sinned with the Chet HaMeraglim, it was already the 10th Avera. As the Pasuk says, Vayenasu Oisizeh Eser Pamim. Still, for the first line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to look away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to be Mevater. It was only because of Zeh, the 10th Avera. What was the 10th Avera? The Meraglim. What was the primary Avera that the Meraglim did? There was Kfira, there was Gaiva, Vayemasu Beretz Chemda. But the primary Avera was Vayemusu Ha'anoshim Maitzie Dibas Ra. It was the people that spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. The bottom line is, you see again the Chumra of Lashon Hara. So from there, the Gemara digressed and spoke about Lashon Hara, and we're in the middle of those Gemaras. It says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Hechi Dami Lishna Bishna. So what's an example of Lashon Hara? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbah, going to Amar Ikenur Bei Planya. If somebody says, you know, Pliny, he has fire in his house. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, you know, where can I get some fire? Where can I get a light? So he says, go to Levi's house. Ikanura Bei Planya. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, my covet. That's Lashon Hara. What did he do? He said that he has fire. Gilui Milsa Ba'almohu. He's just telling you that there's fire there. The Gemara says, Elo, the Mapik Pelishna Bishas. Abaya said, the only time it's Lashon Hara is if they actually say something not nice. The Amar, so for example, if you someone would say, Hechi Mishtakach Nura, and the person would say, Elo Bei Planya, the Ikobistra Vekavri. That person has fire. You know why? Because they're always making meat and they're always roasting fish. There's always food there. You're making the person sound like he's a Baal Taiva, that he's always eating. That already has in it a little bit of Lashon Hara. And Abaye said it's only then that it's Lishna Bishna. But in Rabba's example, where the person just said that he has fire, he didn't say enough for it to be considered Lashon Hara. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Kom milso de misamre ba'api moro lespa mishum Lishna Bishna. Rabba said a tremendous chiddush. He said that if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, but he says it in front of the person that he's talking about, that's not Lashon Hara. So Lashon Hara is only if you speak Lashon Hara behind the person's back. But if you say it to his face, that's not a Lashon Hara. Amalei. So the Gemara says, Abaya told Rabba Kolshke, if you speak Lashon Hara in front of somebody, not only are you speaking Lashon Hara, but you have chutzpah also. It's chutzpah v'lishna bisha. I would think that's a lot worse. Amalei said, told him, I'm not Rabbi Yossi severely. I hear what you're saying, but I don't like Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, miyomai lo yamarti dover v'chazarti la'acharei. I never said something and had a look behind me to see if the person I was talking about was there. Rashi has two pshatim exactly what this means. This is also Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. I in Rashi Shom. But the Pasha Pshan in the Gemara seems to be saying that Rabba said that although it seems like a chiddush that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, but you can speak Lashon Hara if the person is standing in front of you, because really, intuitively, you would think it's worse. It's Lashon Hara, and it's even chutzpah. But I have a Tana de Mesayeli. I hold like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, you see, was not makbid in speaking Lashon Hara. if the person was in front of him. It certainly sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. Stating that, there's a very long arichas in the Rishonim. Just to mention for 1 second, the Chafetz Chaim, in Klal Gimel, Sivkon Aleph in the Be'er Mayim Chaim. So I'm just reading in the middle. So he talks about speaking Lashon Hara in front of the person that he's speaking Lashon Hara about. So he says that Umachma Shakula Zu Mitsuya Ma'id Befiya Amoy. I found many people that they're actually very mekel, meaning they take on this kula, they'll speak Lashon Hara as long as the person they're speaking about is in front of them. The toilin is Atzman. What are they based it on? B'divri Rabbi Yosi. Sha'amar, Erichin, Daftezvav Amid Beis, Miyama Loyamarti, Dove Vechazarti, Lachairai. So it says, Chavetz Chaim, because people make that mistake, Lochim Matsasi, it's Atri Mechuyiv Bedove, Laharich, Lefnea, Ma'ayan, Kol Ashitois, Vapirushim, Shematsasi, Bedivri Rabbi Yosi, Lamanira, so that people should see that even though maybe there is a way to learn the Gemara that way. But halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yosi's nimuka imois. If Rabbi Yosi said this, chances are that would be the halacha. Stating that, people have to realize that it's an oversimplification in pshad of what Rabbi Yosi is really saying. Leman yira, bottom line is she'in shum kula bedavar. Either way, the Chafetz Chaim then went ahead and has a tremendous arichus discussing this Gemara, if you want to see it, right at the beginning of Klal Gimel. Regardless, this was Rabbi Yosi's chiddush. Amar Rabba, Rabba said another halacha. Rabba Barafuna, kol musa depsam Rabba Chikasa. Anytime somebody speaks Lashon Hara, or something bad was said in front of three people, less publish on Mishnah Bisha. At that point, there's no Lashon Hara anymore. My time, because Chavra, Chavra Islay, Vechavra, the Chavra, Chavra Islay, of Perik Cheskes Abatim Vein. So once three people know something, everybody knows it. And it's for that reason, if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, Ba'api Klasa, at that point, you don't have to worry about Lashon Hara anymore. Ki Asra Rav Dimi Yomar. Ma'idik, so what's behind the pasuk that says, Mevarech Re'eyu Bekoil Gadol Ba'Baker Hashke? If somebody gets up early in the morning and he praises his friend. Sounds like he's benching the person. It sounds like it's mevarech reyeyu. Really, what it is he's being mekalel him. Why would that be the case? Kigoy, you have to make an akimta. Talking about somebody that was invited to somebody's house and the host took really, really good care of him. The next day, he went out into the shuk. And he said, David should bench this person. He's such a good host. He took such good care of me. What happened? Vishamin in Shivazamansula. People are gonna hear, oh wow, really, he's such a brave guy. Everyone's gonna start coming to him, and that person, the host, is gonna end up losing because he's gonna be bombarded by so many people. So this person is Mevarech Re'eyu Bekol Gadol. He's speaking Lashon Hara. What do you mean? How's he speaking Lashon Hara? Because these brachas that he's giving, he's not cheshbening, is really going to end up affecting this person that did him this taiva in a negative way. Tani Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra. Me'inyin le'inyin. Lo'il ma'i Safra ad me'tevasa shal chaveroi. A person has to be careful not to speak be'tevasa shal chaveroi. He shouldn't praise his friend. Why? She'mi'toich tevasa bali de'irasa. Because sometimes you start a conversation and you start saying how this person's wonderful, but you throw in some of your keywords, and the next thing you know, you digress from your shvach, and you're talking about the gnus of chaveira. So, chiddush, Rav Dimi Achud, Rav Safra said, lo'olam, al yisaper adam b'toivaso shal chaveira. Ikit Amri, some had a different version of how this went down. Rav Dimi Achud, Rav Safra chalash. Ol Rav Safra l'shiuli v'abes. Rav Dimi, who was Rav Safra's brother, wasn't well. Rav Safra came to me mevaka chaylo. Amaluhu. So Rav Dimi told Rav Safra, tasty li. He says, I'm going to get a lot of schar. Dekaimi kol da'am rabbanon. He says, I'm a kaim, everything that the Rabbanon said. Amalei. So Rav Safra told his brother, ha, mi kaimis? Are you also a kaim this? What? Lo'ilam ha-yisapra adam b'tevasa shachaveiroi. Shemitoich tevasoi bali deignusoi. Amalei lo'i shmili. So I'll tell you the truth, I never knew about that. But v'yavi shmili, had I known about this, kiyamte, I'm telling you, I would have been a kaim. He says, because I'm a kaim, everything that the Rabbanon said. Either way, so the first part of today's daf, again, discussing the halachas of Lashon Hara, mentions a few examples of Lashon Hara that I think at first glance, you wouldn't necessarily consider to be Lashon Hara. Right? The Gemara said, Heichi Domi Lishna Bishna. And rather than give the classic example of Lashon Hara, we have a bunch of cases where, at first glance, it seems a little bit of a stretch. Why would it be considered Lashon Hara? Rabbi said, if someone says, Ikin Nura Be Planya, that person, he has fire. Meaning, you're looking for a fire? Go to Pliny. Abaya added to it. Ikin Nura Be Planya, because he has a lot of meat. That's already Lashon Hara. Why is it Lashon Hara? Because you're insinuating that maybe he's a fresser, he's a rafson, he eats a lot. Because otherwise, why is there always meat? Or why does he always have the grill going? Obviously, he always has to be ready in a second to put up food. So even though you didn't say anything bad per se, but you're suggesting something bad, and you see that that's already considered Lashon Hara. Then we had the idea where the Gemara says that if somebody would praise his friend, right, you go to somebody's house, he takes good care of you, and the next thing you walk around praising him. No, that's bad, because you have to cheshbon that maybe these brachas that you're giving him is going to end up affecting him in a negative way. A sif cotton in Lashon Hara. Why? That's Lashon Hara? That's the opposite of Lashon Hara. Right? Incidentally, I was thinking that in the beginning of the week we spoke about Lo Sechanim. So you're not allowed to say Kamana over Kechavim Zeh. So you can't speak B'shvachai Shel over Kechavim because it's Lo Sechanim. And you can't speak B'shvachai Shel Yisrael because it's an issue of Lashon Hara. Shel B'teich Nusay after Bali De Shvachai. Interesting. But either way, so the bottom line is the Gemara begins with different examples. The Gemara gives different examples of what would be considered Lashon Hara. But the truth is that even though the Gemara calls this Lashon Hara, it's really not the real Lashon Hara, but it's what Chazal referred to as Avak Lashon Hara. The Gemara in Masechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samech Dal Ramad Beis, talks about Avak Lashon Hara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Roiv Begezel. Most people are Nichshol in Gezel. Umit Ba'arayos, some people are Nichshol in Arayos. V'hakoyel, and everybody, all Yidin, are Nichshol in Avak Lashon Hara. The Svarim HaKadoshim say, Eila Hadvarim Asher Diber Moshel Kol Yisrael Be'Ivra Yardin. Eila Hadvarim, the first pasuk can say Vidvarim. Rashi says, L'fi Shem Divrei Teichachos. It's Divrei Teichachos. So this is Teichachos that Moshe Rabbeinu said, El Kol Yisrael, Eila's Rosh HaTevos, Avak Lashon Hara. Avak Lashon Hara was Diber Moshel Kol Yisrael. Based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Samech Tal, Kuf Samech Hey, where the Gemara says, V'kulam Ba'avak Lashon Hara. Being that every single Yid is Nichshol in Lashon Hara, or in Avak Lashon Hara, Se'ele Avak Lashon Hara is Diber Moshel Kol Yisrael. Right? When it comes to Musar, so some Teichach is relevant to different people. But when it comes to this, Ele Avak Lashon Hara is Diber Moshel El Kol Yisrael to every single Yid. So what is Avak Lashon Hara? Right? What's the definition of Avak Lashon Hara? So if you take a look at the Rashbam, in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samech Hey, says the Rashbam, Avak Lashon Hara, going to Amri Nura Bei Planya, Be'erichin Daf Tezva. So the Rashbam gives us an example, the first Gemara that we just learned right now. Rabbeinu Yonin Shari Tshuva talks about Avak Lashon Hara as well, and he's marchiv it a little bit. He gives other examples. One example he says is, Lo'oyla Ma'yisapra Adam B'Tevasa Shal Chaveire, Shemitoich Tevasa Bali Deik Dusay. Says Rabbeinu Yonin, that's an example of Avak Lashon Hara. Another example, he says, if somebody takes good care of you and you go outside and you praise the person, and he brings again our Gemara, regardless of these Gemaras that we just learned, they don't feel like the Spitz Lashon Hara. They're not. They're Avak Lashon Hara. Stating that, it's Lashon Hara nonetheless, and the Gemara calls it Heichi Dami Lishna Bishna, but it's more along the lines of Avak Lashon Hara than the regular Lashon Hara. But as it relates to this last Gemara, La'olam Ayisaper Adam B'Shvachai Shal Chaveroi Shemitoich Shvachai Atoboli Deig Nusai. The Marsha and the Chsam Sofer, and as we'll see, even Rabbeinu Yoyma, so this is already on the Rishonim level, all ask Akasha from the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows, Hayman de Soni Shomane. If somebody has a bad reputation, Rashi says specifically, Shehu Noyeth. So the Halach is Shori Lei Levzuyeh. You're allowed to embarrass this person, begimel v'shin, and the Gemara gives specific types of bezoyness that you're allowed to inflict upon this person. Ayman, the Shapir Shomane, that's the part of the Gemara that we need. But if somebody has a good reputation, he's a Shaini Yid, Shari L'Shvuche, you're allowed to praise him. Uman the Shavche, and somebody that praises him, Yonuchalei Brachis HaRoshe. He'll be Zoichet, Brachis, he'll be a Geben Tshlemet. Shvait the Mashon Chedush HaGol, this on that Gemara, Migil Daf Chafei Amad Beis. How does the Shem of the Gemara we just learned? La'ilam Ayisapar Adam B'Tayvasa Yishal Chaveira. Or b'shvachay shal chaveroi, shemitoich shvachay atobali deknusay, and here you have a mefurish gemara that says, "Hay man de shafe shumane shori l'shvuchay, uman de shabchay yonuchu loy brachas arosh." Now the truth is, the lashon shori l'shvuchay sounds like it's a chiddush. Maybe the chiddush is because al yisaper b'shvachay shal chaveroi, but the bottom line is shori l'shvuchay. The bottom line of the gemara mesechtes Erichin that we just learned, which is also Gemara Bava Basra, and this Gemara right here, Masechtas Megillah, at first glance would seem to contradict each other. So the Mashal says, a Pashup Shah, he says, you have to say that there's different levels of Shvach. A value, you're allowed to praise a person. You're allowed to say that this person's a good person. you're not allowed to be mishabeach im yoyser midai. And if you're mishabeach im yoyser midai, that's the Gemara of la'olam al yisaper. It's based on someone that's being mishabeach chaveroi yoyser midai. Chasam Sofer in the tshuva, however, is very mayrich. It's in chelik vav. We've spoken about this tshuva in the past. And the Chasam Sofer says he thinks the chelik is very simple. He says, how could Chazal say you're not allowed to be mishaper b'shvachei shel chaveroi? Let's say a person's a tzaddik, and you want to talk about what a big tzaddik is. That's something you're not allowed to do. He says, just the opposite. It's a tremendous mitzvah. It's a mitzvah gedoyla, he says, to go ahead and be meshabeach a tzaddik. What then is the pshat? His lashon is, l'saper b'shvach ha-tzaddikim hu mitzvah gedoyla. And he says, the truth is, if you're doing a mitzvah, we know a mitzvah, be'idna da'asikba, is Megina Umatzli. And if that's the case, if it protects you in Avera, you don't have to be worried that you're going to come with a Lashon Hara. So it says the Chasam Sofer, I think the Chilik is simple. The Chilik is, what type of Shvach are you giving the person? Is the Shvach that he's a Tzaddik? You're being Meshabech, his Ruchnius? That's something that's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, you don't have to be worried that you're going to come with a Lashon Hara, because mitzvah, be'in the Asik Ba, is Megina Umatzli. And as a result, you have nothing to worry about. But if the Shvach that you're going to give is a Shvach of Gashmi, is you're going to say that this is a wonderful person, but not for a ruchniistic reason, but more for a superficial reason, for a more mundane reason, for a more gashmiistic reason. In that case, you're not being mekayim this mitzvah gedayla. If you're not being mekayim the mitzvah gedayla, it's tafka over there that you have to worry about it. But if you look in Shari Tshuva and Rabbeinu Yoina, this is in Shar Gimel, Reish Chavav, he says very clearly, he says that the only time that this is an issue, he's clearly coming, he doesn't bring the Gemara in Megillah, but what he says answers his kasha. He says the only time it's a problem is if you're going to say it in front of someone that either A, doesn't like the person you're talking about, or B, is jealous of the person that you're talking about. So if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be meshabeach somebody, and you know that this person doesn't like him so much, he once had a situation with him, and it's very possible that what you say now is going to bring, or you're chayshe that, you know, maybe he'll be jealous. And out of kinna or sinna, he may say, the chashash is not that the mesaper is going to say Lashon Hara, says Rabbeinu Yoina. You know what the chashash is? You want to say nice things about him. Why do you have to be concerned that you're going to, it's not about the butt. That's not what this is about. It's about that maybe the person that you're telling it to is going to have a different opinion. And maybe he's going to say, really, you think he's such a good guy? Well, let me tell you, you know, my history with him. That's what we're worried about. So La'ilam al-Yisaper is more a concern, not about what the Mesaper is going to do. We're worried more about the Shemeya. So if that's the case, says Rabbeinu Yoina, if there's a chash that the Shemeya is going to say something not nice, okay, then you have to be worried. But if that's not a chash, then he says, it's not something you have to worry about. Either way, Zachti Gemara Vayta, Om Rashom Bar Nachmeni, Om Rabbi Yoinason, Al Shivit Varim Negon Bohim. There's seven Averois for which a person can get Negoyim, as in Parshas Mitzayra. So one of the seven Averis, Al Lashon Hara, Val Shvichas Domim, Val Shvuah Shav, Val Gilei Arayis, Val Gasus Aruach, that's Gaiva, Val Agezel, Val Tzoris Ayin, and someone that's stingy, someone that doesn't like sharing with other people. And the Gemara brings Mekayrus, Al Lashon Hara. How do you know that someone that speaks Al Lashon Hara gets Negoyim? They said, Meloshni Baseser Re'eyu, Pasuk in Tehillim, which means Lashon Hara, Oysay Atzmis, which we saw yesterday, means Negoyim, because Tzmisos, the Targum says, means Lechalutin, Ein Bein Mitzayra Muskir LeMitzayra Muchlet. So again, we spoke about this yesterday. This is the Makar, that for Lashon Hara, this Negoyim. The context over there is that Yoyev had killed Avner. So Yoyev was David HaMelech's chief general. Avner was the same for Shaul. Yoyev killed Avner. David was very upset that Yoyev killed Avner. And what he did was, he was Mekalo Yoyev. And one of the things he told him was, Vayikores mi beis Yoyev zavu mitzayra. What was Yoyev's Avera? Shvichas Domen. He killed Avner. And what was the Klala? Zav u'mitzayra. Emphasis on mitzayra. So you see that Negon comes for Shvichas Domen. Vashvu Hashav, the Ksiv HaYoyim, Namon, Ligechazi, Hoyel, Kach Kikorin, V'chulu, Uksiv, V'tzaras, Namon, Tidbak Bechot. The case, or the story was, where Elisha had famously healed Naaman, who was a non-Jewish king, and Naaman wanted to give Elisha presents, and Elisha said, I'm not taking anything. No, I'm a Navi. I work for Hashem. I don't want to take anything from you. Gechasi, who was Elisha's gabbai, turns around when Elisha's not there, and he goes to Naaman, and he says, you know, my master had a change of heart. He really wants things. So he ends up giving him a lot of things. The bottom line is, Elisha found out what had happened to Gechasi, and he called him out on it. He says, that's true, what I'm hearing, that you went ahead and you took from Naaman. He says, not true. And then he swore that he didn't do it. And then it was Nisbaru that he had swore falsely. And the punishment that Gechazi got was Vitzaras Naaman, the Tzaras that Naaman had previously had, Tidbak Bach, it ended up inflicting gechasi. So you see that for swearing falsely, gechasi got negon. Right, that the context over there is of course with Sarah and Paroi. What happened to Paroi for taking Sarah away from Avram? Negoyim. It's referring to Uzio, who was one of the Malchei Yehuda, so he wasn't a Kayan, he was from Shevet Yehuda, but at the same time, he put on the big tekuna, he started doing the Avoida, which was an act of Gaiva. The Pasuk says, Gaval Liba Yad Lahashchis. And what was his punishment? Vatsaras, Zorcha B'mitzchoy. So the context over there is Nigei Batin. Tana, who Kayan is Mama Chenish? He took money that doesn't belong to him. Yavaya Kayan, V'yafazim Amoine. So what's going to happen? Ufino, right, this person had stolen from somebody. So he had, you know, Yenim's Leichter sitting in his house. Now all of a sudden the Kayan says, Ufino Asabayas, he has to take everything and put it in the town square. You know, that's where my Leichter is. But either way, he's going to be exposed. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. But at the same time, you see that for the Aveira of Gezel, Negoyim. And finally, Valtzaris Ayin, that was the seventh thing for which Nagam comes. Chsivu Vashalei Abayis, the same pasuk. Nigei Batim, Tanit Verab Yishmol, Misha Miyuchad Beisoy Loi. Meaning, Vashalei Abayis, someone who keeps his house for himself. He's a Tzar Ayin, doesn't invite anybody into his house. No, this is my house. Shali Shali. That's the Tzar Ayin. That person is Uva Ashalei Abayis. He's the one that's going to have to deal with Negon. Either way, so the Gemara says seven things for which Negon Abba. Freit the Gemara, Eini. Is that true? Now, which one are we asking on? Our sugya, Lashon Hara. So we said that one of the seven things for which Negoyim come is Lashon Hara. We had it in yesterday's daf. We have it again in today's daf. Miloshni Baseisa Reyeu Oysay Atzmes Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Aleph. And you see from there that for the chet of Lashon Hara, a person gets an afreit gemara of Amarav Anani Bar Sosoi. Lamanizbech Parshas Big Dekahuna. The Parshas Karbanois. Why is there a smichos between the Parsha of the Karbanois and the Parsha of the Big Dekahuna that the Kayan used to wear? Loimalach Makabar is Mechaper. Just like a carbon is Mechaper, Av Big Dekahuna Mechaper. How so? Ksoinis Mechaper is Hashvichas Dav. The Ksoinis was Mechaper and Shvichas Dav. So the Kayan wearing the Ksoinis, that in and of itself had a Kayach to be Mechaper. It's an amazing concept. Right, Machlik is Rambam and Ramban if wearing big tekuna is a mitzvah or not. Rambam Shitas, it's a mitzvah. The Ramban says, just wearing big tekuna, why would that be a mitzvah? Machlik isn't safe for our mitzvahs. But regardless, this is something else. This is more ba'ifen skuli, that when the Kayin donned the big tekuna, somehow that caused, that created kapara in the world. And the Aveira of Shvichas Dama, which is so chamur, for that, it was kapara just by wearing the ksoinis. Either way, the ksiv ayit polu as a kutoinis badam. Mechasayim mechaper al gidah rayas. The mechasayim is mechaper al gidah rayas. The ksiv asay lehem mechasevad. Lechasis psarep. Mechaper al gasi ruach. Kidom reb chanino. Dom reb chanino. Yavoy dover shebe goiva. Vichaper al maise goiva. The mechaper is a hat. It was very tall. So it's a dover shebe goiva. It's mechaper al gaiva, which is a maise goiva. Avnate mechaper is al hira alev. The avnate, the gartel, was mechaper al hira alev. Why? I hate the isek, because where do you wear the gartel? You wear it by your heart. Maybe that's a makar you're supposed to wear it by your heart. Choshen mechaper al adinim. Choshen is mechaper on dinim. Dechsev asiso choshen mishpat. Mishpat is dinim. Eifoy mechaper al vaydazar. Dechsev ein eifoy du trofen. Trofen are vaydazar. Nil mechaper al lashen haro. Amar kodesh baruch hu. Yavad avashah bekoil. Vichaper al maise akol. Them ill. There were bells. Pamoinim and remoinim on the bottom. So they made noise. Thus the mechaper on dover shebekoil, which is lashen hara, it's a meisa koil, it's mechaper. Tis mechaper al meisa as a ponim, tis mechaper as a ponim, ksiv hacha vayam meitzach aharon, u ksiv hasam u meitzach isha zayna hoylach. What's the kasha? Okay, so what do you see from Rav Inini Bar Sosi? What you see from here is that the big day kuna mechaper. So if the big day kuna mechaper, the why a negoyim bam for lashen hara, what's the problem with Lashon Hara? Okay, nowadays maybe. But what was the problem about Lashon Hara? Person had Lashon Hara, he got Negam. Today no one's getting Negam anyways, right? The whole concept of Negam is not Nogeya Bizman Hazeh. Well, we don't have a Kayin anymore to impose it for whatever reason. But the bottom line is, this is all Bizman Abayis. Bizman Abayis, he had the big Dekuna anyways. So the Chayra, if you had the big Dekuna, why is it Negay Negayim? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara says, like Kasha, Hada Hanu Maisav, Hada Layahanu Maisav. You have to say, there's two Dinim in Lashon Hara. Two dinim in Lashon Hara. This Lashon Hara where a person spoke negatively about somebody else and ahanu maisav. Something actually happened as a result of the Lashon Hara that he spoke, right? When you think about Lashon Hara, you always think, oh, the act of Lashon Hara in and of itself is bad. You sometimes forget about the repercussions of the Lashon Hara, which could be is even the ikkar of the Lashon Hara. But regardless, there's a Lashon Hara where it's ahanu maisav, and then there's a Lashon Hara of lo yahanu maisav. Ahanu maisav, the Gemara says, asun gam alet. Lo yahanu maisav, me'il mechaper. It's only in that case that the me'il is going to be mechaper. The Gemara asks another kasha. So within the Big Day Kahuna, that are mechaper, what was mechaper on Lashon Hara? The me'il. Why the me'il? Yavoi dover shebekoil, which is the me'il, v'yichaper al ma'isei akol, which is Lashon Hara. Gemara v'am Rav Simon, Rav Shoven Levi, shnei dvarim le'mitzim l'am b'karbonis kapara, but bedover achar mitzim l'am kapara. There's two averas where there's no carbon that's mechaper for these averas, but you find me'inyin le'inyin, but also yinyin that is mechaper. So there's no carbon that's mechaper, but bedover achar mitzinu lehem kapar. So what are the two averes? Shvichas damin, v'lashon hara. Shvichas damin, what's the dover achar that's mechaper? The egla rufa, right? Egla rufa is not a carbon. Even though there's the idea of the arifa being like a shchita, in terms of being metar from Thomas Avela, maybe even being matar ba'achila, some of the lamdas that we spoke about, Masechta Svachim, Amenaches, right? The Teres Chaim, very good. But at the same time, it's not a carbon, obviously. So Shvichas Damim is an Avera that has a Dover Achar. The Dover Achar is Egla Rufus Mechaper. Lashon Hara, big Torahs. And what's Mechaper on Lashon Hara? The Ketoris. Tanya, Rebbe Chanino, Amadnu, the Ketoris and Mechaperis. You find that Ketoris is Mechaper. Where do you find that? In this week's parasha. Vayitein, referring to Aharon, as a Ketoris, Vayichaper al Ha'a. We'll get back to that in a second. V'tonet, V'Rabbi Shmuel, Amak Ketoris Mechaperis. What Avera was the Ketoris Mechaper for in that story? And for what avera is k'toyres mechaper for the daira is a lashon hara. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, yava davar shebechashoy v'yichaper al ma'aseh chashoy. A davar shebechashoy, lashon hara, which is spoken quietly, is gets kapara ayde the k'toyres, which is considered a ma'aseh shebechashoy. We shouldn't even discuss why k'toyres is more of a ma'aseh bechashoy than other korbanos. But the bottom line is the k'toyres. Specifically the Ketoris of Yom Kippur, by the way, which was B'chashoy, V'chalodim Aliyah, B'yomayim, but it's the Ketoris of Yom Kippur that was Mechaper on the Chet of Lashon Hara. What's the Kasha? Two Kashas. Kasha Shvichas Domim, Mashvichas Domim. Kasha Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Rav Anani Bar Sosson's Brisa said that Big Day Kuna Mechaper. The Ksoinus is Mechaper al Shvichas Domim. Rav Anani Bar Sosson's Brisa said that Big Day Kuna Mechaper. The Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. And here we have Rav Simon in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that said, Shvichas Domen gets Kapara Ayidei Egla Rufa, and Lashon Hara gets Kapara Ayidei Dikteres. So it's Kasha Shvichas Domen. Is it the Ksoinus or is it the Egla Rufa? Kasha Lashon Hara, is it the Me'il or is it the Dikteres? Shvichas Domen, Shvichas Domen, Kasha. Hodi Yidi Man Katri, Hodi Yidi Man Katri. When was the Egla Rufa Mechaper? It was Mechaper when you don't know. It was Mechaper when you don't know who killed. But if you know who the Reitzeach was, in that case, obviously it's not going to be Mechaper. So Shvichas Domen, where the Ksoinus is Mechaper, that's when you know who the Reitzeach was. Shvichas Domim, where Eglaruf is Mechaper, that's when you don't know who the Reitzeach was. But the Gemara says, man, Kati Baktalo. What do you mean? If you know who the Reitzeach is, then the guy's going to get Misa anyways. So Misa's Bezdin is Mechaper. So the Gemara says, B'mezav le'asrube. It's Negeya, where somebody kills somebody B'mezav. V'loy asrube. There was no Hasra. Being that there's no Hasra, you can't kill him. Stating that, for that you have the Ksoinus. Where's the Negei? The Egla Rufa, where it's Lo Yadi. Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. It's also like Kasha. Hab Betzina, Hab Befarhesya. Again, two dinim in Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara Betzina, and there's Lashon Hara Befarhesya. Lashon Hara Befarhesya, the Mil was Mechaper. That's Rav Anani Bar Sosson. Lashon Hara Betzina, that's Rav Simon Amr, Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi, that the Ketoris is going to be Mechaper. So we have two sets of two dinim in Lashon Hara. We have Lashon Hara where it's Ahanu Maisav, and Lashon Hara where it's Lo Yahanu Maisav, and then we have Lashon Hara Betzina, and we have Lashon Hara Befarhesya. So the Gemara mentioned over here that Lamadnu L'Ketoris Shemechaperis. You find that the Ketoris is Mechaper. Where do you find that the Ketoris was Mechaper? The Chesiv Vayitein Aharon Es HaKetoris Vayichaper Alom. It's this week's Parashah. Bamid Beperik Yizayin is Parashah's Koyrach. So Aharon brought Ketoris, and it was Mechaper for the Chet of Lashon Hara. So where's the Lashon Hara in the narrative of the story of Koyrach? Koyrach is about the Machloikis. V'loyik, a Koyrach v'adasa is about Machloikis. Very good. So it's not the story, it's the postscript to the story. It's really the Hashtag restless. So right after the Maase of Korach. So Korach begins by Yikach Korach, and everyone knows the beginning of Parshas Korach. And then, of course, the ground opens up, and everyone gets swallowed, and some people die b'sreifa, and some people die by being swallowed into the ground, the Dasa Vaviram, the 250 people. It's Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheinai, Chachmas Nashem Bansa Besa. Right? We know the beginning of Parshas Korach. So right at the end, when everything, the dust settled, literally, on the story of Korach, that was a good part. Says the pasuk, "Vayiloinu kol adas bnei Yisrael mimacharas al Moshe v'Aharon." So the next day, the whole olam came to Moshe and Aharon. They started complaining. They said, "Atem hamitem esam Hashem. You killed Klal Yisrael. You killed Am Hashem." They didn't kill the whole Am Hashem, but a chelik of Klal Yisrael, a chashav a chelik of Klal Yisrael, was just killed. The pasuk says, "Vayibi kol eidal Moshe v'Aharon." Vayifnoi Moshe. Moshe didn't know what to do. I mean, here the Yidden are coming, and they're coming with tainus. Atem hamitem esam Hashem. So they, what did Moshe Aharon do? Vayovay Moshe v'Aharon al pnei olim. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe leimer. Hey, roimu mitoch eidah zoyis v'achal oisim kreg. Hashem was very angry. Vayuplo al pneim. They started begging Hashem, "No, please." Meaning Hashem says, "I just performed this unbelievable miracle." I mean, they saw this nisim gluyim. Literally, the ground opened up its mouth. And the next day, what's the next day? You think the oilam would be mechazik? It's an unbelievable thing. I mean, it's the theme of the story of the Yidden in the Midbar. But regardless, mamish mimachas, the day after the story of Korach, they come with tainus. So Moshe turns to Aharon and he says, "Kachas amachta, we need to do something fast." Hashem is very upset. So he says, "Take a pan, v'tein olel esh me'al ha'mizbeach, v'sim ketoires, v'hoilech mehera." We have to do this fast. Elo Eidav Echaper Aleim Ki Yotza HaKetzef Milifnei Hashem Heichel HaNogav. People are going to start dying. There's going to be a Magefa. Hashem said V'achalo Oysam Koroga. We need to act really, really fast. V'hoylech Mehera Elo Eidav. Regardless, Aharon goes. He takes the Ketores. V'yamu Ben HaMesem Ben HaChayim V'teyotzer HaMagefa V'yiyu HaMesem B'Magefa Arba Osor Elef 14,000 Ushva Meos Novad HaMesem Avarkach. That's the postscript to the story of Korach. Korach 250. And right after the story of Korach, another 14,700 Yidden died. Why'd they die? What'd they have to do with the Meos of Korach? It's not because they were part of Korach Vadasai. It's because they complained to Moshe and Aharon about what happened to Korach Vadasai. This is Pashat Chumash. Vayiloinu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mimachras al Moshe v'Aharon lemar. And what did they say? Atem hamitem esam Hashem. The punishment was a magefa? How did the magefa stop? Atiyotzer magefa? Because Aharon HaKohen brought Ketores. Says Rashi, in Mesechtes Vachem Daf Peches Amud Beis, that's the primary source for this memra of Rav Anani Bar Sosin and Rav Simon Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, that where Rav Chanina said, "Lamadnu l'Ketores shemechaperes, d'chseh v'ayitein es ha-Ketores, v'ayichaper aloha, v'tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel, amak Ketores mechaperes ha-Lashon Hara." The Makar is that story. Because you know what the chet of Klal Yisrael was? It was Lashon Hara. When they came and they said, "Atem hemitem esam Hashem," that's Rashi in Zvachim Pechazim Abbas. When they said, "Atem hemitem esam Hashem," they were complaining. The Avera wasn't complaining. That wasn't the Avera. That wasn't the name of the Avera. What they do wrong, they complain. Vayiloinu. Vayiyom kimis oininim. That wasn't the Avera. It was Lashon Hara. "Atem hemitem esam Hashem," they were speaking Lashon Hara on Moshe and Aharon. And it was because of the Lashon Hara, accusing Moshe and Aharon for killing Am Hashem, they needed kapara. What was the kapara? The kapara was the ketores. So you see, ketores is mechaper on the chet of Lashon Hara. Isn't it the mil? Like two dinim. There's ketores, or there's Lashon Hara b'farhesia, and there's Lashon Hara b'tzina. But this idea that ketores would be mechaper on the chet of Lashon Hara was something that would repeat itself l'dayre dayres. It would repeat itself l'dayre dayres, and that's why every single Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would go lefnai v'lefnim, he would bring the ketores shebechashoy, this was the quiet ketores, and it was mechaper for Lashon Hara b'chashoy. So the Kohen Gadol went one day a year into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What was it mechaper for? It was mechaper for the chet of Lashon Hara. This was somehow a replay of what had taken place in the Midbar with Aharon HaKohen, where he brought ketores to be mechaper for the chet of Lashon Hara. The idea was v'tiyotzer samagefa, but regardless, that concept of the Torah being mechaper for Lashon Hara has a makar in the Torah. What's the makar in the Torah? This week's parasha, it's the postscript to the story of Korach v'Hadassah. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daftam Gimel Amud Beis, that when the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would daven. Right? He would daven. We say it in Musaf on Yom Kippur. So, well, my matzli, says the Gemara, Rav bar Rav Ado, v'Rav bar Rav Ado, Travayu Mishmei de Rav Amri. So Rav said, Right, Rav is beschus tefilas Rav. Rav was a big davener. Right, a lot of the tefilas that we have, as a matter of fact, the musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yerushalmi says, was authored by Rav. The Goyin's Girsa in Birchas HaChodesh, Yerotzoin, Chaim Shal Sholim, Chaim Shal Tovah, is Beschus Tfilas Rav, not Beschus Tfilas Rabim. Why Beschus Tfilas Rav? Because Rav is the author of that tefillah. It's Gemara Masechtas Brachas in the second parak. But regardless, so Rav, again, right? Tfilah and Rav always come together. So Rav was the one that said, Yerotzoin Mufanech Hashem Alekeinu, Shetei Shana Zu Gishuma, Ushchuna. Shchuna, Mal Yisui Elish, Im Shchuna Teik Shuma. His first tefillah was, there should be Parnasa, there should be rain, there should be Geshem, Gvur Sari. So the Gemara Sari right here on that Gemara Masechta Zdumot after the Gemara Meis. Why was that the first tefillah? Right, Kohen Gadol just came to the Kohen. You're in the Kodesh Hakodashim. You can daven for whatever you want. And this is the Kohen Gadol who represents. He's the Shliach Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So what did he daven for? The first thing he davened for was Parnasa. He says why? Because the Gemara says Masechta Tainus Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Einak Shomim Netzarin Elabish Veloshin Hara. That why does Klal Yisrael struggle for Parnassah sometimes? It's because of the chet of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is the mekatrig when it comes to Parnassah for Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol just left the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What did he do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He brought the Keteris. What was the Keteris mechapa for? It was mechapa for Lashon Hara. That's the Gemara we just learned. Yavai Dovash HaBechashoy V'yichaper Al-Maisa Chashoy. Just like Aharon's Keteris was mechapa for Atam Amitam Esam Hashem V'Lashon Hara Parashas Korach. So it says the Shagas Aryeh, that's why the Kohen Gadol just brought the Keteris. We just got Kapara on the Chet of Lashon Hara. So what's the first tefillah? Yehiratzayin, Nulfanecha, Hashem Alekeinu, Shetehei Shona Zug Shuma. There should be Geshem. That Geshem that was being held back because of the Chet of Lashon Hara, that Mekatrig is no longer here. And as a result, there should be kapar. That was his first bracha, his first tefillah, that there should be Geshem. Either way, Zok de Gemara, Vayta Boi, Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Nodav, what was the shaila? Manishtana Mitzayra Sham Taira Badad Yeshiv Mechutzla Machane Meishave. Why is it that the Mitzayra, right, is the only person, the only Tame is that needs to go Chutzla Machna, Chutz Mi Gimel Machna, he can't even be Machna Yisrael, is the Mitzayra. Why did the Mitzayra do so wrong that he has to go Chutzla Gimel Machna? Says the Gemara, who hivdil bein ishle ishtoi, bein ishle reyeyu. What was the Aveira of the Mitzayra? Lashon Hara. Right? Negan come because of Lashon Hara. Now, truth, this is only one of the seven things that cause Negan. But either way, he spoke Lashon Hara, did the Mitzayra, and through his Lashon Hara, he caused Machloikis. So he caused separation between husband and wife, Bein Ishla Reyeyu, Lefichach Amra Taira, Mida Keneged Mida, Bada Yeshev, he needs to be separated as well. He has to be cast away. Amra Bishop and Levi. Manishtana Mitzayra, Shamra Taira, Yavish Neitzi Parim Latarasa. The Mitzayra has an interesting Tahira as well. So the fact that he has to sit badad, that's very interesting. It's very unique. You don't find that anywhere else. The fact that he brings the Shnei Tzipayim is also very unique. Why does he need it? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysa Maisa Patet. Right, he was yapping like birds. Leficha Chamre Taira, Yavai, Karben Patet. Anu Rabbanan, either way. So the Gemara now is going to, I guess, digress from its digression, from its digression. I'm not sure how many digressions we're holding by already. But either way, you have to help Cheshbon, right? You have to follow the paper trail. But regardless, we're going to go now and talk, not about Lashon Hara, but about the mitzvah of Heicheach Teicheach Es Amisecha, the mitzvah of Teichach. Another fascinating one. Tanu Rabban, Leisisna Esachicha Bilvavecha. It says in the Torah that Leisisna Esachicha Bilvavecha, you're not allowed to hate your friend. Zok Gemara, Yochel, you would think, Lo Yakenu, you would think you shouldn't hit him. Lo Yisterenu, another way of hitting him. Velo Yikalelenu, and you shouldn't curse him either. Right, if you can't hate your friend, then you probably shouldn't do those things either. No, Talmud Loimar, Bilvavecha, Sina Bolev, Akasim Adabra. It's only in your heart that you're not allowed to hate him. But if you want to hit him, be Mekalelen, being that you're expressing it, you're not keeping it inside your heart, in that case, it's already going to be different. So what does that mean? Right? What's the Gemara saying? Minayin, how do you know that when it says Leisis Nechichel, it just means don't keep it in your heart. But if you want to hit him, you can hit him. So there has to be a context. So really, the context is the context of the Pasuk, Leisis Nechichel B'Vavecha. Leisis Nechichel B'Vavecha, Hoicheyach Teichiach Asamizecha. But Leisis Olavche. It's in the context of giving Musar. So if somebody sees somebody doing something wrong, and he wants to give him Musar, he has an obligation to do so. It's a mitzvah esed deiraisa. At the same time, you have to be careful and not hate the person while you give a musar. We'll speak out some rate about that.
this point probably tomorrow. But you have to be careful when it comes time to give a musa. It shouldn't be done in a way where it's like sisna sachicha b'vavecha. But at the same, if you want to hit him, that's okay. So to hit somebody in the context of giving him musa is actually something that halachically speaking is okay. You know, you may not want to try that at home, but it's definitely okay. Halachically speaking, b'vavecha to keep the sinner, that's us, that's an issa d'oraisa. To hit the person, even to be mekalel the person, that's something you're allowed to do. Neither Rabbi Chaim Dov Magudish Chayv Lechicha. How do you know if you see somebody doing something wrong, you have an obligation to give him Moshe Nemah Hichayach Dechiyach? Hichicha V'lo Kibel. What if you gave the person Moshe, didn't accept it? And we just said you can even hit him. Minayin Sheyachsav Yechichenu. How do you know that you give him Moshe again? Talmud Loimer Techiyach Michal Machle. No, do it again and again and again. Yoch Lafilu Mishtan and Panov. What if you're embarrassing him? Oh, that's really different. Talmud Loimer Leisis Olav Chet. And the next words Leisis Olav Chet teach me that you're not allowed to embarrass a person. In fact, if you look in Rashi and Chumash, again, loisisna esachicha b'vavecha, hoicheach toicheach esamisecha, v'loisisa olavcheit. So loisisna esachicha b'vavecha is self-explanatory. Hoicheach toicheach esamisecha is also self-explanatory. What does that mean, loisisa olavcheit? Rashi says, loisalben es ponov b'rabim. So hamalbu p'nei chavei b'rabim, ein lechelek lo'gom havo. Is there an azor in the Torah? Is there a makor in the Torah that you're not allowed to be malbu p'nei chavei b'rabim? The answer is yes. Loisis olav chet is a makar that you're not allowed, and it's in the context of musar, because that's a time where you would think maybe it's okay. You see, you can hit a person to give him musar, so maybe you can embarrass him also. So you see from here, you also see that embarrassing someone is more chamer than hitting somebody. But regardless, loisis olav chet. Tanya, Amar Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon said, Tomeya ni im yesh badur hazeh shemekabo toichacha. I don't believe there's anybody in today's generation that knows how to take musar. How so? Imam Ali told Kisa Mibene Necho, if you go over to somebody, you tell him, you know, you have a little wood chip between your, take it away from between your eyes. Imam Ali, you know what he's going to tell you? I have a kisa? You have a beam between your eyes. Tol Kairam Mibene Necho. Can't give anybody musar anymore. Right? So today, it's not like the good old days. You can give someone musar. No, Reb Tarfon says, not possible. He says, you're going to tell someone that, you know, you just be careful with the, he's going to tell you, look at what you did. Amr Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah. Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah said, "Temeyani im yech b'dar azeh sheyedei aloichiach." He says, "I don't think there's anyone today that even knows how to give musar." Amr Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. "Meyani liyashemayim barish harbi pamalok Akiva yodi." I used to give musar. Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri talking to Akiva, as in Rabbi Akiva. And not only that, I used to hit him. Loka Akiva al yodi. And shehoyisi koivel olav ne Rav Shimon Ber Rebbe. Because I used to give him musar in front of Rav Shimon Ber Rebbe. Now, usually when you see Rav Shimon Ber Rebbe, it means Rebbe's son. Reb Shimon. Can't be Rebbe's son Reb Shimon. It just doesn't work out chronologically. But either way, the kosh gain shall safti vayahava. And you should know that I used to give musar and I used to hit Rabbi Akiva, and it caused me to love him more. The kayim ashenem al toichach leitz pen yisna echo, toichach lechacham v'yehavecho. I loved him more, he loved me more. Fakir, it brought us closer. The fact that I gave him musar was actually something that brought us closer. Boy, menei Rabbi Yehudim Reb Reb Shimon, toichach lishma, v'anova shaloi lishma, haminayu adifo. Which is more chashav? What's adif? To give musar l'shem shamayim or to be an anav shaloi l'shem shamayim? The Gemara is going to demonstrate. Amar leisei told him, I don't see. From the question, it's obvious. Like moedas anav l'shma adifa. Obviously, you think that anav l'shma is adif. In fact, Omar Mar, Anovak Doyle Mikula. It's referring to Rabbi Shulban Levi, whose girsa in Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's Braisa, which the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim is based off of, is that what's the highest madrega? Anovak. The highest level is Anovak. Right? The Mesillas Yesharim, in his girsa, the highest madrega was Kedusha, and there's other girsas where it's Chasidus. But the Rabbi Shulban Levi, Avoid the Zorat of Chafam and Beis, says that Anova is the highest Madrega, that brings Lidei Ruach HaKodesh, that's the Schmitz, that's the climb, that is the highest rung on the spiritual ladder. But regardless, so Anova is Gdoy L'Mikul, so that's Pasha, Anova L'Shma is the most. So if you agree that Anova L'Shma is more Chashuv than Teichacha L'Shma, then Shalei L'Shma Nami Adifa, then Shalei L'Shma should also be Adif. Why? Don't want to be Rav, let me ask God about Teichacha L'Shma, Shem Mi Teich Shalei L'Shma, Ba L'Shma. The Gemara says, I hear. Either way, what was this question? So Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shimon, right? What asked this? What's the shaila? Why are these two things even coming together? So the Gemara says, "Kiyada Rav Huna v'chia bar Rav, Rav Huna and chia bar Rav, as in Rav's son chia." Have Yosef come to Shmuel? They were sitting in front of Shmuel. Amalei chia bar Rav. So chia bar Rav told Shmuel, "Chazim mar to come mitzayerli." He told Shmuel that, you know, Rav Huna's mitzayer me. He hits me. He gives me a hard time. Kabbalah le, the Sula Mitzayah le, Rav Huna heard, and he said, you know what, I'll make a Kabbalah, I'm not going to hit you anymore. Basad the Nafik, after Chia Bar Rav left, Amalei, Rav Huna told Shmuel, Hachi v'Hachi Yavik, you know, Shmuel, I don't want to say this in front of Chia Bar Rav, but you should just know, the reason I hit him is because he's doing Averis. I feel like I have to do it. He told him, so why didn't you say it in front of him? So he told him, he says, I don't want to embarrass Rav's son. Interesting. Chiba Rav was a great man in his own right. But Chosli, the Lichsev Zari, the Rav Ayodi, I didn't want to cause Busha to Chiba Rav. So you see from here that Toychacha, that Anova Shaloi Lishma, is Adif from Toychacha Lishma. How do you see that? Because Rav Huna was being an Anov Shaloi Lishma. He was being an Anov, he was willing to be Makabal Buzioinus. Right here, Chiba Rav tells Shmuel, you know, if Huna hits me, he could have defended himself. But he acted with humility. However, he did it shloi l'shma, because as soon as Chiya Barav walked out, he told Shmuel everything. So it was just like in this instance, he had like a shloi l'shma, a good shloi l'shma cheshman. But usually you think of shloi l'shma, you think of it in a negative sense. This is a good shloi l'shma cheshman. But it's shloi l'shma nonetheless. Not pshat that he had the midas of anova on such a madrega that even after Chiya Barav left, he wouldn't tell it to Shmuel. He had a cheshman, an ulterior motive, which is the reason it's called shloi l'shma, but he was an honor of shloi l'shma. And he did it at the expense of Teichacha L'shma. Because had Shmuel heard what Chiya Barav was doing, Shmuel probably would have given him Musar. So Rav Huna sat down and he basically had to make a decision. Should I be humble or should I fakir? I should tell Shmuel what Chiya Barav is doing. It's like this, Shmuel will give Musar. So he opted for Anova Shalei L'shma over Teichacha L'shma, hence G'doylo, anova shalei l'shma, mi teichacha l'shma, teichan teichacha. Says the Gemara, how far do you have to give a person Musar? So this is talking about when you're giving somebody Musar, and now the person you're giving Musar to is fighting back. So if he's fighting back at you, so do you have to back off? Like, let's say he's hitting you. Like, how does that work? So the Gemara says, a three-way machlaik is between the G'doyle Ameira, Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yechana. Rav, Amar Rav said, ad haka, you have to keep on giving a person Musar unless he hits you. If he hits you already, okay, now adka. Then you don't have to go weiter. Shmuel Amar ad klola, till he curses you. Klola usually would come before akka. So usually a person would be mekal somebody before he hits him. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Rabbi Yechanan says ad nazifa. As soon as he starts getting upset at you, you're allowed to walk away. Kitano anywhere else says this machlekes amayron is really a machlekes tana. Rabbi Yehazo Amar ad akka, like Rav. Rabbi Shua Amar ad klola, like Shmuel. Ben Azo Amar ad nazifa, like Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, u'shloshtam mikra echad arshu. And they all learned their respective positions from the same pasuk. It's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav, pasuk Lamed. The context over there is Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill David, and Yehonasan, who was David HaMelech's best friend, he was also Shaul HaMelech's son, was upset. He gave Musa to his father Shaul. He says, hey, you're killing David? You have no right to kill David. He's an innocent man. You can't kill him. So that's the context. And what happened was, is after Yehonasan gave Musa to Shaul, Shaul got very upset at Yehonasan. And Vayichar af Shaul b'yoynesin, vayoymeloi, and he called him Ben Navas Hamardos. So number one, Vayichar af Shaul b'yoynesin. He got very angry at him. Number two, vayoymeloi Ben Navas Hamardos. He embarrassed him. He was mekalim. He embarrassed his mother. He said, you're the son of Navas Hamardos, of some rebellious woman. Regardless, there was an element of klola as well. And then the pasuk says, uksiv, forwarding a few psukim, vayotel Shaul esachanis olav lakoysin. He picked up a spear to hit his son Yoinasan. So you see from here that Yoinasan is giving Musar to Shaul, and then Shaul reacts. How did he react? With all three things that the Gemara just discussed. There was a Hakka, there was a Klala, and there was a Nazifa. There was a Hakka, the Pasuk says, Vayotel Shaul Asachanis Olav Lakoisai. There was a Klala, the Pasuk says, Yoimelei called it Ben Navas Amardos, and Vayicharav Shaul Yoinasan. There was Nazifa as well. It says, Lakoisai, he gave him Musar, and then he stopped, he drew back. When did he withdraw his Musar? When he started hitting it. Either way, so you have all three elements over here in the machlekes. What was it that caused Yoinasan to stop giving Musa? But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Rabbi Yechanan said, as soon as Vayichar Af Shaul, that's already when you stop giving Musa. So if that's the case, Yoinasan should have withdrawn at that point. You see, he didn't. You see that it was already coming to the point of Klala. And to the point of Akkah, so the Gemara says, Shani Hosam, the Agav Chavivusa Yesero, the Havi Beilu Yoinasan B'David, Masa Nafshetfe. It was different because Yoinasan loved David so much, so he was being Moisa Nefesh. But as it relates to the Limud, the Halacha that we're going to learn from this Pasuk, we learn from this Pasuk according to Reb Yoichanan, the fact that it says, Vayichar Af Shol B'Yoinasan, it teaches me Halach in Hilchas Teichacha, that even though Hecheach Techiach is Amisecha, and you have to do it even 100, you have to make sure you don't embarrass him, you can hit him, but you have to make sure up to 100 times even, you have to go ahead and give him Moser, do it again and again and again until the person finally gets it. But at the same time, if he gets angry at you, at that point, you you're supposed to stop, that's where the Musar ends. So either way, there's a lot to talk about as it relates to Hayichich Techias HaMisecha, two shorter Ha'aras, and then a longer Ha'ara, Metz Hashem, and tomorrow's daf, as it relates to Teichacha. The first Ha'ara is, so the Gemara says, as it relates to Musar, Amar Rav Tarfin, it's a chiddush to me if there's anyone in the world today that knows how to accept Musar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Tamihani im yesh b'dar hazeh sheyedei lechich." I don't think there's anybody in today's dar that knows how to. Give Musar. What came to mind is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Right, the Gemara discusses things that an animal, bameh behema yoytzes, things that an animal is not allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. And the Gemara says a certain thing, ritzua shebein karnel, that an animal is not allowed to. And then the Gemara says, parasoy shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did it. Fake the Gemara, parasoy shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as if he had only one parah, but we know how much maisa, how much taxes he paid. And based on that, we know how many parahs Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah really had, says the Gemara. No, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a neighbor, a shchenta, right, a woman, and all that rape, spoke about the Shavuos night barichos, and she had an animal, and the animal went out, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could have given Musar, and he didn't give Musar. Because he didn't give Musar, it's nechshav, as if he himself did it. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, everybody wonders, why didn't he give Musar? And Yerushalmi says he did tshuva, right? The horror we spoke out from Yaakov Meir Shechter, Shavuos night, Dvarim Neflam, and Nakamara, there's so much in that, afoichba, the kulaba. But either way, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't give Musar. Why didn't he give Musar? Maybe this Gemara is an insight. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he said, Temani im yesh badar hazeh sheyedei olay chiach. Because he can't just go ahead and give Musar. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how you have to give Musar. We saw some of these Gemaras right now. Metz Shem, tomorrow we'll see more. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch. You have to make sure when you give a person Musar, it's not Lishisna Sachicha B'Vavecha. Comes from a place of love that the person feels like you really have his best interest in mind. That's the only way to give Musar. And so much so, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, as you read the Sadoiris, no one knows how to give Musar anymore. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah felt that he doesn't know how to do it. You can't just go ahead. If you give Musa the wrong way, there's lois sisna sachicha b'vavecha, lois sis all of chet, hoichech techich is sandwiched between two lafen, between two lois essays. It's not a hefker value. You can't just go ahead and give Musa. You have to make sure you know what you're doing. You have to do it in the right way. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who l'shitasei held, t'mihanim yesh b'dor hazeh sheyedei lechiach, therefore, he himself didn't give Musar Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is Rav Tarfin said, going backwards, Teimei and Yesh B'dor Hazeh Shem Mekabel Teichach. Be a chiddush to me if people today, it says no one today knows how to. Giving Musar is one thing, but you have to know how to accept Musar as well. It says no one knows how to accept Musar. So on the topic of knowing how to accept Musar, an unbelievable tshuva for a Moshe. This is an Igros Moshe. It's a Rechaim Chelek Aleph. It's Simon Tzadik Vav. He wrote the tshuva to Yedidi Rav Moshe Metzger. Either way, so the tshuva is as follows. Apparently, Rav Moshe Metzger wrote to Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe was seen in a car. It's very interesting. After Lech Tzinden, before Shkia, of course, after Lech Tzinden, being driven from his house to Yeshiva on the Lower East Side. And he wrote a letter to Rav Moshe, and he told Rav Moshe that he thinks that maybe it's inappropriate because, you know, Rav Moshe's the Gadol Hadar, and it's already after Lech Tzinden, the women are ready, lit Neiris, and it's Shabbos in many homes. And as a result, for Rav Moshe to be in a car, he just thought that it was maybe a little bit of a lack of sense. Either way, he wrote this letter to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe, it's printed in English Moshe. Neneisi ma'oid, asher ma'ilas kvoidoi, nizdariz l'kayim mitzvahs teichocho l'fita aitoi. Uchuas chen chen l'mailas kvoidoi. He says, I'm very impressed that you're being nizdariz to be mekayim the mitzvah of teichocho, v'chas v'sholom li l'hakpid b'zeh. He must have written to him in the letter that I don't want you. He says, chas v'sholom, I should have ekpeda. V'mietz Hashem, b'loi ne so Rav Moshe says, I thought about this, and there's no shemitz of this, not even marasayim, but b'lein neder, I'm never going to do this again. He says, because I know you know that the issa marasayim is rak b'dava shenasezeh b'roiv hapam and b'oifen iser. If somebody does something where most of the times it's an iser, v'hu oisezeh b'oifen amuter, and you're doing it in a way where it's punked b'oifen amuter. But most applications of this are ba'ifin eser. That's something where asru mipnei marasayin. And then he gives examples of it. But he says, avalasu is dover hetem aforsim. But to do something that everybody knows is mutter, bishvil eza anoshim sheyitu lachshoyev shu dvar isru lay asru. But to do something that everyone knows is mutter, with the exception of yichidim that may think it's asru, you have to be worried about them. You have to be chayish l'miyuta. In that, you don't have to worry about those people. That's not maris ayin. Ve'uvda zu, sheyodua l'chol, she'noshim mekabel Shabbos badlokas neiris. Everybody knows that women are mekabel Shabbos badlokas neiris. Ve'anoshim mekabel Shabbos b'tei sefes katan. And men, a little bit later. Kizman adlokas neiris kavu be'esrim minutim koydem ashkiyah bekan, uve'broi v'amekoymes, v'mkenu dovem b'fursim lakoyl. Af l'noshim, even women know, she'anoshim adayim mutarim b'malacha, karev l'yud ches minute, close to 18 minutes, af l'katchila. Even the Katrilim, lo yikablu Shabbos. Vashkiya, hoisa beparshas vayetze. This is when this happened. That Shabbos where I was in a car, Shkiya was 4:32. Vaya oid echad asim minutin meharega sheyashafti bekar, shahaya 4:19. It was 4:19. Oid echad asim minutin lemalacha lekatchila. So for sure, being that Shkiya was 13 minutes later, do for sure 11 minutes of those 13 minutes where I was able to do, so I'll mention exactly what time he was in the car. He was in the car 4:19, he writes back in the Tshuva. Shkiyah was 4:32. So he says, I could have gone even a Derech Rechaika five times the length of going from my house to Yeshiva. And it still would have been time for me to be mekabel tois for Shabbos lekatchila. That's where Moshe writes. Verak ef sheyesh is a noshim toyo. It could be there are women that make mistakes. Shechosh vechem is mara lokas neiris also afla noshim. But lishayich lesser b'zem mishum maris ayin. The liichpas lon sheyidvodu ha'emes shel anoshim muta kivin shadayin lekiblu Shabbos. Avu mikom malkim says Moshe at the end. Kivin shemaylus kvoide koisef sheyesh chas v'shon kilkul is a noshim v'anoshim sheyidmu sheyesh b'zeh zulzul l'Shabbos kodesh erev loy nedesh loy lisa oid bekar. Mishas hadlokas neiris. So Moshe is being mekabel in a tshuva singers Moshe, b'li neder not to go in a car again after this man hadlokas neiris. And then he writes at the end, Yedidai, this is the punchline for today's daf. Hamevarchai b'schus mitzvas atoichacha. I give you a bracha that in the schus of the mitzvah that you are mekayim with this letter of Eicheach Teichiach Azam Yisecho, shekayim l'chvayda Hashem Yisbarach u'l'chvayda Shabbos Kodesh. You should be zoicha l'shefa bracha shabai yedekim shmir Shabbos u'l'sukas hasholem. And he signs off from Moshe Feinstein. It's unbelievable. So not only did Moshe take the Musar, even though he held that it was Mutar L'Katchila, he sat down, he wrote a tshuva, but at the end he gives him a bracha. And you know what the bracha was? That in the schus of being Mekayim, this beautiful mitzvah, of Eicheach Techiach Hasam Yisecha, and Befrat, it's Negeya, Hilchah Shabbos, Finch Techun, you should be Zoicha to the brachas, the Shefa bracha that comes from Kiyam HaMitzvahs, and specifically the Shefa bracha, either way, Reb Tarfon said, Tamei Amim, Yesh B'dor Hazeh, Shemekabel Teichacha. This is a tshuva for a Moshe, an Igros Moshe, of what it means, B'dor Hazeh, to be Mekabel Teichacha.